Okay, so we're starting the meeting now. I'm going to ask Glenn to do a roll call of who's here. When other people come in, I'll ask Glenn to let us know when we do hit quorum so we know at that point. Glenn, could you do a roll call of who we've got?
Cindy Everett. Tony Holmes joins now the conference.
Okay, thank you. So we've gotten our other...
13 votes.
Right, 13 votes in all constituencies. So we're
yes.
One vote short. Okay, thanks.
Philip Shepherd?
Yes.
Mrs. Hugh, Petra now joins.
Fantastic, thank you.
Mike Rodenbach? He's not on yet. Bilal Baran? Uta Decker?
Yes.
Christina Rosette?
Yes.
Shiro Tua?
Yes.
Tony Holmes?
Yes.
Tony Harris? Greg Ruth? Robin Grass?
Yes.
Norbert Klein? Carlos Souza is absent with apologies. He's traveling. Tim Ruiz? Adrian Kinderis?
Present.
Tom Keller? Jordi Iparagbira? Chuck Gomes?
Here.
Edmund Chan?
Here.
Avery Doria?
Yes.
Aldo Cavelli?
Yes.
John Bing? And then from staff, we have Alan Greenberg, the ALAC liaison. And from staff, we have Kurt Pritz, Denise Michel, Olaf Nordling, Craig Schwartz, Robert Hogarth, and have I missed anybody?
Marika Konings.
Marika Konings.
Okay, thank you. So as I understand now, we have all constituencies present, and we have a quorum of votes. In
yes.
terms of the roll call, I expect that Norbert is still on his sick leave, correct? So he would be listed as excused also.
Absolutely.
I guess he's not needing to do it each week. I hope he's well. I mean, I hope he's getting better. Obviously, he's not well yet, but I hope he's getting better. Okay, in terms of the agenda, first, is there anyone that needs to update their statement of interest at this point?
Obviously, it's Mike Rodenbaugh, just announcing
I
joined.
Thanks, Mike.
A few minutes late.
Okay, just in time, though.
Now we have 15 votes, Avery.
Thank you. So, okay, if there's no updates on the statement of interest, I just remind everybody that as soon as they need to do one, please do it on the mailing list and then update at the next meeting. On reviewing and amending the agenda, three things happened. There's an added other business item under 9, which is introductory discussion on geographic regions and ICANN. At Mike Rodenbaugh's request, I moved his update to the beginning of the meeting. My alarm just went off. And added updates on the reserve names and absentee voting under the status updates. Anyone else? I saw your email, Philip, on tabling the GNSO improvement vote. We can hit that in that, but there's still other things under that item that we probably should cover. So I don't want to amend that item. It's just when next step slash decision is when we, you know, take that formal notion to delay for another meeting, and we can do that then. Is that okay?
Sure.
I don't want to remove the item, though. Okay. So any other changes on the agenda? Any other business items?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I think we got a cross call.
No, sorry, it's just somebody talking quite loudly next to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, in which case, the next item is approval of the minutes of, I didn't write the date here, so I have to go to the message.
29 May.
29 May, thank you. Are there any discussion on these minutes? No? Would anyone like to move that these minutes be approved?
Chuck will.
Chuck, any second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Sorry, who was that?
Adrian Kinderis.
Thank you. Any further discussion on these minutes? All those in favor of the minutes, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed to these minutes, please say nay. Anyone abstaining from accepting these minutes?
Mike wrote them, but I'm going to abstain. I just haven't had a chance to read them yet.
Okay, thank you. So, unanimous except for one abstention. Okay, now the next item is I moved up Mike's update on the Fast Flux PDP working group. So, Mike?
Thanks, Avery. I just have to hop on a plane here shortly. Quick update. The working group's underway. We've had our first two meetings. Actually, our first meeting last Friday. Our second meeting will be tomorrow. Mike O'Connor's leading quite nicely, and we are starting to address the questions put forth by the council. Very, very active mailing list so far, which is quite good. We've got really good participation, especially from people that haven't participated before, some experts in the security field. So it's all good so far.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions on this? Okay. Thank you, Mike. In which case, Mike, hang out as long as you can, and then have a good flight.
Thanks. I'm going to mute, and probably leave in about an hour. Thanks.
Okay. So the next item I had, board update from Denise, and then we'll go back to the rest of the status updates. So, Denise, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? So is there anyone who's not familiar with the actions the board took on June 26th at their Paris meeting? If not, I'm happy to run through all the resolutions they passed. That's actually the last time the board met. They're set to meet next on July 31st. Is there anyone who needs me to go through the resolutions from Paris?
Nope.
Okay. In that case, July 31st is the next board meeting. The executive committee will be meeting next week to set the agenda. So we don't have the list of action items yet. They'll be updated on implementation progress on various issues. They also have pending a request from the ASO on a policy they need to ratify on IPv4. They'll also be informed of the results of the GNSO consensus working group regarding council structuring. When the agenda is established, I'll it out on the council list. Happy to answer any questions.
I have one question. So is it expected that they will act then on either the recommendation that comes out of consensus or on the absence of such a recommendation?
It's possible, but it's really up to the board and the chair as to whether they vote July 31st or at their August 28th meeting.
Okay, so that would be the next one. Okay, thank you.
Olaf here, just a little correction. The ASO Global Policy Proposal regards autonomous system numbers, ASNs, and not the IPv4. That one isn't ready yet.
Oh, you're right. Thanks for that correction, Olaf.
Denise, this is Christina. I would like to just request, and I've had this conversation previously in Paris with several of the board members, that the board consider making whatever meeting it is on which they vote on the council restructuring, that they make that part of the meeting publicly accessible, whether it's by dial-in or by subsequently posted recording. But I think it's important to many members in the community that we be able to essentially hear the dialogue that goes on at that meeting in regards to that decision.
Okay. I'm happy to reiterate that request at this point. Their practice is to post minutes and a recording and to keep the calls closed. But I'll be happy to remind the board of your request. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Denise? Okay, thank you, Denise. move on to item 5, which is the status updates. We already had the status update on Fast Flux. The next one is on the Who Is Hypothesis group. Chuck?
Yes. Well, we're proceeding on that group, not as quickly as I had hoped, but we are making progress. There's been good participation. Don't know at this stage whether we'll make the 6-week target or not. We've had two sessions. The last session we only made it through two hypotheses, so at that rate we won't make the 6-week deadline, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to pick the pace up. We're meeting once a week on Tuesdays, and so we will see.
Okay, Chuck, I have the 6 week is ending on 31 July. Is that what you have?
That's 31. I don't recall right off the top
right.
of my head.
So
that seems like a short 6 weeks, but July is a long month, so that's probably pretty close.
Okay, yeah, I thought I counted, but maybe I counted
wrong. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, Tony Harris here.
Oh, good morning, Tony. Yeah, and that's the one, although we never got it distributed in time for this meeting, that's the one that we had on our action update list. So basically the question I have is, when will you know to let the council know that you need an extension on that?
I think at this point it's 95% sure we'll need an extension. We have two meetings before the 31st, and unless we make miraculous progress in the next two meetings, it's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, anyhow, our next council meeting was the 4th of September, so the 31st of September of August. No, it's 7th of August. Sorry. So a report then has tentatively been put on that agenda. So I guess
I wonder if it makes sense to extend it at least until that meeting, so that we don't have to have action to extend it before our next meeting.
Okay, is there any objection to extending the deadline to 7 August? Okay, hearing done. Extended.
Chuck, this is Christine. If I could ask a question.
Oh, sure.
During our meeting in Paris, we had talked. It had come up that with some of the GAC requests, it wasn't exactly clear what the hypothesis was intended to be, assuming there was one. Has there been any kind of communication or request to the GAC for clarification on that point?
Not yet. Let me tell you what we're planning to do. And by the way, Bertrand de la Chapelle has participated in one of our meetings. So, so we have a GAC person there, and one of my intents was to ask him if he could get some clarification. But we decided in our meeting this past Tuesday that once we have come up with a formulation of hypotheses for all of the studies, and including the best we can on the GAC studies, we're going to go out to the proposers of the studies in cases where the proposer is not on the working group, and just communicate what we've done and allow a 1 week response time for any comments with regard to what we propose. We're not suggesting an interactive dialogue, because that will significantly delay our task, but we do want to at least give a comment period, a short comment period, before we finalize our report.
Great. Thanks for that.
Any other questions or issues on this, on the Who Is Hypothesis? Oop. Okay, then the next one is a quick update on the IRTP, Denial Reasons PDP. The comment period ends tomorrow, so I'm wondering, did Olaf or Marika, are you the ones to give us an update on where we're at?
Yes, and I think I can save us some time here because not much has happened apart from it being posted for comment, for public comment. And so far, bar any change the last hour, there has been none whatsoever. So it will be easy to summarize, but whatever is the outcome will be summarized well in time for the next council meeting. And I think that that is all to be said about it right now.
Thank you. Any questions for follow-up on it? Okay, a reminder for anyone whose constituency or knows anyone who had a burning desire to get a comment in, today, tomorrow is the time. Okay, moving on to the next one, domain tasting consensus policy update on implementation. I'm not sure who is going to give that to us.
Good morning, Aubrey. This is Rob. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, thank you.
As you all know, in Paris, the board approved your recommendation on domain tasting and the proposed budget, which included the new AGP transaction change fees. At this point, the registrars and registries have been advised of the proposed budget change, which has been approved by the board. So they are on board and aware that that fee has been approved. There is the requirement that registrars provide their approval of the fees that they are charged. So that is in the works to secure those votes. On the consensus policy, the work is already underway on the project. We, from a policy standpoint, have formally passed the baton to our colleagues on the service side, and the group of internal staff, which includes a number of cross-functional departments, has already met under the leadership of Craig Schwartz. And we're beginning the process of getting the draft implementation consensus policy together so that we'll have the community be able to comment on it in the future. And Craig is on the call if anyone has any specific questions on the issue in terms of specific implementation timetables or schedule.
Okay, thanks. I see you've covered both the domain tasting and the budget fee implementation. Any questions on either of those two items for either Rob or Craig?
It's Alan.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd just like to know if there's any estimated time frame for the domain tasting policy.
Yeah, hi, Alan. It's Craig. I would say that once the cross-functional team can be its meeting next week and go through the project plan that we would have an update on the projected timeline in time for the next meeting, or it's something that we could communicate in the next meeting.
Okay. Nothing at this point.
Nothing at this point. I would like to offer up a piece of interesting information, if I could, at this point. As most of you probably know, Newstar, the Dutch's registry operator, implemented a AGP modification policy effective June 1 for the DOTIS registry, and the language in that, the registry service that they submitted earlier in the year, is pretty identical to what was adopted by the board and proposed by the GNSO on its motion on domain tasting. And they've given me permission to share with you some results of their first month of implementation of this AGP modification and what their experience has been from June 1 through June 30 is that they've seen about a 95% decrease in the number of deletes made during the AGP period. The numbers were something along the lines of roughly 40,000 AGP deletes made in May that dropped to a little less than 2,000 in the period of June. So it's clearly making progress and working in the doctor's registry. So Newstar gave me permission to share that with the council, and I'm passing that on.
Craig, it's Adrian Kindreth.
Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Craig. Can we get that information sent through? Is there some more to it than that, or are they going to be doing regular emails out to folks? Or
I don't know what their intentions are, but certainly with implementation of the consensus policy, there's a requirement for ICANN to be doing regular communications both to the GNSO Council and to the community on statistics. and recognizing that it's going to take a little bit of time to kick off implementation of the consensus policy. I think that with introduction of the budget, the AGP budget provision, that we'll be able to be providing some information about how this is working prior to the implementation of the consensus policy. But we would have to ask New Star if they plan on doing anything on their own.
Greg, this is Aubrey. I have a question, and maybe you have a strange one. It's good to see some beginning results and some of the expected results. I don't expect you've seen any, but is there also a looking for any unexpected results, unexpected consequences of this? A, have you seen any, but B, is there certain attention being paid to look for any other effects that may come out of these policies?
So I would say the answer is that that's something that as the cross-functional team meets around the implementation of the policy, that's something that we would look at, it certainly as it relates to potential compliance-related issues. So there's not anything that we've seen so far, but adding exploring unexpected results to our list of to-dos is certainly a reasonable request and something we should be doing.
Greg, it's Mike Rodenbaugh.
Yeah.
Greg, is there any? Can you give an update on Affiliates' implementation of their registry services request in .info?
Sure. What I can tell you is, as of last week, in a conversation I had with them, that they have not implemented their registry service yet. They're still working through some of their development procedures. And they said it would probably be a short bit more time before they implemented.
Okay, good. Do you feel that the fact that those two have implemented it would make it go fairly quickly with the other registries?
That's kind of hard to say. Some registries have, not all registries offer an AGP. So for those that do. Implementation, I think it was mentioned in the advisory that was issued back in June, that implementation by the registries could take anywhere from, 3 to 6 months, depending on their internal processes. We can announce the implementation and we can follow the tracking of when the registries actually do it, but I don't think we're in a position right now to say how long that'll take.
Okay, I appreciate that. Just one other comment, and that is thanks very much for the update. Very useful information. I'd be very curious to hear how the budget implementation, what effect that has over the next month or two, if we could, particularly from their side, if we could potentially get that same sort of information, on our next call or as soon as it's available. I know a lot of people would be very eager to see it.
Yeah, I'll keep this item on the status update on the list of status updates for the next meeting. I'd also like to ask, and this is sort of an out-of-band request, that anyone that's using the toilet put themselves on mute. I wasn't going to mention it after the first occurrence, but after the second one, it seemed like I should mention it. Anyway, any other questions on this issue? Okay, then the next issue I had was reserved names post-comment period update. I'm not available to give that. Is anyone available to give that from the staff? Okay, I guess we'll have to hold that to the next time, and I'll try to make sure that we have someone from the staff that's ready to give that.
I think Liz just got disconnected. If you want to come back to that agenda, that'd be useful.
The reserve name post comment.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's largely a services item at this point. They are preparing a summary of the comments that have been received on the allocation framework, and those should be posted within the next day or so. And then they will be, proceeding to take further discussion, and ultimately, I think it will be at least a discussion item, possibly for the board leading up to the related to the funnel requests only, the .mobi and .coop funnel requests. That would just be a discussion matter anyway, but the staff has the token on that at this point,
okay,
the services staff.
Okay, so I will put an item on our agenda for next time to sort of get a deeper update of what came out of the comments and a discussion of what's in the report. Is that
yes, that's great.
Any comments or questions? Okay, thank you. Then there was absentee voting update on implementation, and was that you, Liz?
Yeah, and, you know, essentially what we're doing is just updating the bylaws to reflect the new process and developing the specific logistics for how the electronic voting needs to work in terms of the security and management of it. And Glenn and I are working on that, and we should have something shortly for the council to review. It's just more of the administration of how to get it in place.
Any questions on that by anyone? Okay, thanks. I guess that's it for the status. Is there any status update item that I left off the list that people are interested in? One status that I didn't put on the list and have on the list for next time has to do with an update on where all the outside studies and investigations on front-running are. It just we talked about it, and there wasn't really enough to bother updating at this point, so I'll have that on the list for our next meeting. Anything missing from the status update list that people would want to ask about? Okay, if not, then thank you to everybody that provided status. The next item is discussion of the ID&C report and a GNSO response, whether we want to make one, and if so, how do we go about creating it? We have until, I believe, it's the 18th of next month. Is that correct? Do I remember the date correctly?
I'll check. I thought it was the 15th.
Okay, it might be the 15th.
Mid-August.
So basically, we have until mid-month in August to have that, which means that we do have enough time to work on it and be able to discuss and take a vote on it at our next meeting. So, Edmund, can you start out this discussion? Let us know where we're at, where you think we're at, what you think we should do, and then we'll go with the discussion from there, since you've been sort of the point person on this quite a while now.
Sure. Well, the ID&C working group never met after the after Paris, so really nothing to update there. So the final report was out, I think, and also was posted for comments a couple of days ago, or it was just posted a couple of days ago, and the comment period should go until August 15th. We discussed it quite a bit last time in Paris, so I wouldn't go through the points again, but I have some notes here on some of the key items. I think perhaps the GNSO Council could try to draft a set of comments for the public comment period in response to the final report. Do you want me to go through the few points and?
That'd probably be good as a quick sort of refresher for the issues that
okay.
we have before.
Sure. Well, I have a few points on concerns and then a few points on that I think we should also acknowledge. That it was, some of the good things in the final report. So a few concerns I think we've talked about it many times. First of all, is the issue about non-contentious only within a territory. It may create issues where contentiousness is found outside of the territory. And I guess thing about comment about ICANN should consider. How to deal with that, and that relates to lack of mechanism to handle disputes or resolve contention or take in comments is another main item that is seems to be missing in the final report, which I think we should point to. There's also the issue of lack of mechanism to enforce compliance of IDN standards and guidelines, and also the point that John made, which is the lack of mechanism to enforce that a fast track CCPDT would smoothly migrate to when the CCPDT is complete. Finally, I added one more item, which is the result of the final report in the final version. In Paris, we talked about the IDNC was discussing listing out UNESCO as one of the organizations that countries can go to get some sort of, for lack of a better word, verification of the string chosen, but the example of UNESCO was finally taken out, but it only says internationally recognized organization or language expert. So I think that also exposes some issues there where we're not sure what is meant by an internationally recognized organization or a language expert. And it could even be an organization within the territory or a language expert within the territory, which again brings us back to the main issue of whether a non-contentious within the territory can create other types of issues. So these were, I think, three or four of the main concerns that we had, and we also discussed. And then I think the few good things that we should acknowledge, I think the addition of the RFI, the request for information, is a good one, but we should also mention that if that is being done, it should be done as transparent as possible so the community can take a look at what names and which countries are interested in going through the fast track. The continued adherence to the ISO 3166 and the use of the UN geographic names manual, I think, is a good starting point. Again, however, those entities or those entries, territories that are not within that list, the process for which needs to, you know, probably there needs to be more attention paid to those who are not on those lists to avoid problems. So those were my main notes from Paris and from the final report.
Okay, thank you. So I guess one thing, I want to open it up to discussion. One thing I'd like to suggest that we include in the discussion is the convening of an informal drafting team that I hope that, you know, you would continue to sort of...
Is Tim joining?
Excuse me?
Yeah, Tom Keller joined as well.
Oh, hi, Tom. And who is the other?
Tim.
Tim, okay, great. So anyhow, we're discussing now an IDNC response. And so what I'd like to suggest is that we also talk about, one, putting together a drafting team that in the next 2 weeks would basically draft the response, both along the lines that you've suggested and anything else that comes up either now or within that team, and that at our next meeting we discuss and decide on the sending of that response. So that would be a week after that came out. So I'd like to ask that while discussing the substance, if people want to comment on that as a plan for a movement ahead, comment on that also. I'd like to take a listen. Anyone that wants to discuss this now?
Chuck?
Anyone else? Hey, Chuck, you've got it.
Yeah, Edmund, if my memory is correct, before Paris you had prepared a draft, a possible draft GNSO response to the IDNC report. And if I'm correct on that, can that be used as a basis for our GNSO comments? I understand that it might have to be tweaked a little bit to be able to address the final report that's out now. Am I correct on that?
Yes, actually, I think some of the elements are still valid. I would say quite a bit of changes needs to be made, but the framework which should work, because quite a bit got changed in Paris. But overall, I think those are some of the main points are still there. So yes, I think the framework is there. But there are still quite substantial changes, I would say.
One comment. I forget whether this was in what you wrote, or it certainly was in what was our summary at the time that we spoke to the GAC. There was that specific request about us reconsidering the one name, one script notions that we had put down by India. There was a very strong request that we reconsider that. And I don't remember whether that was in the draft you put forward or not.
That was actually no longer in the draft.
Oh, okay.
And among the comments that we've made, that hasn't gone into since India, because, I can in India, in New Delhi, because of the discussions there. Since then, we actually haven't used that until we revisited the document that was drafted before New Delhi in Paris.
Right, and I don't know that we as a council have actually said, yeah, we intend to take that out. And so I just want to make sure that that doesn't get forgotten one way or another. Anyone else want to speak to this now? Okay, is there, first of all, any objection to the schedule that I laid out of asking a drafting team to compose a response by 31 July, which is 2 weeks from now, and then for council to discuss and decide on that at 7 August, which would give us 1 week for any last-minute editorials, changes, and going through one of those approval on the list if we did make any changes, processes. Does anyone object to that process?
No objection to the process, but I'm curious as to whether Edmund has, if that seems realistic for Edmund, since he's going to be needs to be a key player in that.
Yeah, well, I was hoping he'd speak up.
Yeah, it works okay, because in the last couple of months, actually, time has been challenging. It has eased a little bit recently. And next week would work well, but the week after would be at IETS. That may be a little bit challenging, but if we can do, if I can aim to complete at least first draft early next week or by mid next week, we can try to even meet up during IETS. I don't know how many people might be there, but Avril, you're probably...
No, actually, it looks like I might not be, but we've probably put together a conference call from there also, so...
Sure. Right. It should be possible. I wanted to make one comment. In our meeting with the CCNSO, I think Philip mentioned that we're, you know, on this particular item, we should... not try to make ourselves overly assertive. I agree to a certain degree, but I think there are certain elements that we continue to maintain that's not really so far off from including the issue of an agreement or some mechanism to enforce compliance with IDN standards and guidelines. You know, those things seems to do elicit some negative feelings from the GAC and from some of the CCTLDs, but I think it's important for us to continue to maintain some of the points, and I am aware that we should be we shouldn't go too be overly assertive, if you will, but I think we will convey appropriately our points.
Could I comment on that?
Please, anyone else want to be in a queue to comment?
Yeah, this is Tim.
Okay.
Sometimes not being assertive means not being clear. And so if that's what it means, I would be in strong disagreement with that. I certainly believe we need to be tactful and respectful, but you can be assertive and being and still be tactful and respectful.
So, sorry for not really preparing the right words for it, but I think we're in agreement now.
Tim?
I guess that was going to be most of my point as well, and also that the you know the board, or a number of the board at least, appear to have similar sentiments with some of our views. So if we back off now or soften it, I don't think that's going to make a good impression, and we certainly want to continue to have the support of the board with some of our views.
Anyone else wish to comment at this point? In terms of volunteering for this drafting team, I'd like to suggest that anyone that has a strong view volunteer for the drafting team so that those views can get, or even anybody with a definite view, so that those views can be incorporated at the time of writing as opposed to necessarily needing to revisit them after. Is there anyone that at this point knows that they want to volunteer for this? And it'll be open. This is just to get an original idea of who we can ask the staff to put on in a mailing list right after the meeting. Is anyone know that they want to participate in this other than Edmund, who's sort of being strong-armed into continuing?
This is Tim. I'd like to do that.
Great.
Avery, this is Sonda. I would like to participate.
Okay, great. I will try to participate also. In fact, Olga and I will be in the same place the following week, so if there's a conference call, we might be able to join in from one location. Anyone else at this point interested? Okay, well, that's the beginning of a group. As I say, if anyone is interested, also, I suggest that if there's anyone in your constituencies that's up on this topic and that you think should be included in the team, I would suggest that you get them involved immediately so that we can have a draft by, you know, the middle end of next week. So it'll be intensive work over the immediate period. Any other discussion on this at this point? Okay, thank you, Edmund. And Edmund, thank you for continuing in your leading the way on this one. Okay, and I have written it down as there being no objection to a drafting team response composed by 31 July and council to discuss it at our next meeting of 7 August. And that hopefully has us on time. Okay, moving on to item 7, which is to review the charter for the PDP Working Group on Inter-Register Transfer Policy Issues Report, Part A, also being called, what is it, June 8th? What was the name?
New IRTP Issues.
Yeah, but I think it was also given a July 08, or no, a June 08 name in terms of putting together a mailing list for short. It was IRTP PDP June 08, I think is the name that's being applied to it, if I remember correctly. Okay, so we've discussed the charter on the list. I've made certain changes that were recommended by people. I don't know, does anyone believe there's a reason for me to read out this whole charter as part of this phone call?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. If I hear no one say it's necessary, that's fine. As I say, we can still edit it some more, though I have made all the changes that people put in. We did write a motion for this. And did have one item of discussion that's still open, so I'm trying to get my computer to bring up the motions, and as soon as I do. But one thing I'll mention before I read the motions is that one of the things in the motions is still a blank space, which is the motion on the IRTP PDP June 08 Working Group, which I'm making the motion. I don't have a second yet. But I'll just read it and I'll get to the point I was going to mention. Whereas on 25 June 2008, the GNSO Council initiated PDP-IRTP Part A to be referred to as IRTP-PDP Juno 8 and decided to create a PDP working group for the purpose of fulfilling the requirements of the PDP and has reviewed the charter found at, give the reference to the charter IRTP-PDP 8 working group charter, resolved the GNSO Council approves the charter and associated timelines and appoints, insert name here, as the GNSO Council liaison to the IRTP-PDP Juno 8 Working Group. The GNSO Council further directs that the work of the IRTP-PDP Juno 8 Working Group be initiated no later than 14 days after the approval of this motion. Until such time as the Working Group can select a chair and that chair can be confirmed by the GNSO Council, the GNSO Council liaison, person whose name was inserted here before, shall act as interim chair. So I've made the motion, but of course it's incomplete until we have a name for insert name here. So I'd like to both discuss the motion, the charter, and especially find out who is willing to willing or interested in being that GNSO Council liaison.
Aubrey, would you do a favor and just read the three, I think it's the three bullet point issues that are the subject of this PDP again?
Okay. Yeah, let me bring that up.
Good morning and welcome to Off Light 2 at Lane.
Okay.
I could read it if you like.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because I just don't have that on my screen at the moment. Thank you.
So the three issues considered is first one, whether there could be a way for registrars to make registrant email address data available to one another. And secondly, whether there is a need for other options for electronic authentication, for example, security token in the form of authorization, due to security concerns on use of email addresses with the potential for hacking or spoofing. Third issue, whether the policy should incorporate provisions for handling partial bulk transfers between registrars. That is, transfers involving a number of names, but not the entire... where do I have that one? Not the entire a group of names held by the losing registrar, yeah. That was, I didn't have it clear for myself either, so.
Yeah, those were basically cut straight out of the issues report.
Indeed.
So, open for discussion, open for volunteering of names, absent the volunteering of names, open for the nomination of names if some council member would like to nominate one of their fellow council members to do it. That would work almost as well as having a volunteer. Anyone like to speak on the issue or on the motion? No. No one even nominating anyone for this.
Well, if nobody's going to volunteer, I have a thought to throw out in that regard.
Please throw out
it's Mike Rodenbaugh. I would volunteer to do that. I'm going to participate in that working group for the BC anyway.
Okay. That puts you doing two, but if you're fine with that. Okay, thanks.
Nothing new. I'm usually in two or four different working groups at a time. So.
Okay. Anyone else wish to comment or discuss either the volunteer, Chuck, your thought?
Okay. If there's a volunteer,
your thought can go. Okay. Anyone else wish to discuss the motion or that?
Hey, Helpline, how you doing? Pretty fine.
Okay, so I will insert the name of Mike Rodenbaugh.
All right, and I'm going back on mute, and my flight's taking off here shortly, so I'll be just signing off. Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you, and we'll vote on this shortly. Do I have someone seconding this motion? I'm making the motion. Is there anyone that would second this?
I'll second it, Chuck.
Okay, thank you, Chuck.
And I vote in favor.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
This is there any objection to vote on this? Since this is not a bylaws mandated vote, we can take a voice vote if there's no objection. Okay, hearing no objection, all those in favor of accepting the motion for IOTP PDP Juno 8 Working Group, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. That has passed. Okay, moving on to the agenda.
Before we move on to the agenda, shouldn't we take steps to make sure that a working group membership is formed right away? And by that I mean, you know, a message go out to all of us to submit names within a week or so that we have the group formed. I can do it right now for certainly.
Following up on this after, I would assume this would be something that we would do after the meeting, but following up on this is something that with the publishing of the motions and then, you know, Mike could have sent it out, but with him being gone and traveling, I can certainly send out a message. But I don't think the follow-up needs to actually be done in this meeting.
I guess it's obvious
that all constituencies start thinking about it and the call for open, you know, and I think we'll follow the same procedure as before for non-constituency people who wish to participate, which is have Glenn do the basic vetting, then I'll send out the names to the list to the private list and ask anybody that has any knowledge of a reason why we shouldn't put that person on to speak up and so on. So I'd say we follow the same procedures as before.
And my concern is more with timing, because we have a tendency to pass motions like this and then we get to our next council meeting and very little has happened.
That's up to you and I to remember to do the follow-up.
Well, I wish it was only up to you and I, but it's important that all of us as constituencies get the word out to our constituencies right away and enlist volunteers in the near term, which I would say would be a week or so.
Yep. Sounds good. Any comment on that? Okay, then. So we'll be sending that motion out, and I'll be sending out a email that pretty much says what Chuck just said. And, we'll go from there. Okay? Okay. Next item is GNSO improvements. I have four items, sub-items on it. We have an update on the GNSO Structure Consensus Working Group by Rob. Review comments on top-level plan. The comment period ends today. There's an update on staff activities. Staff has been undertaking a number of preparatory activities. And then the next step is, you know, whether we, you know, or what we do next. Do we vote on the proposal, or as Philip suggested, do we table it for another meeting that is after the consensus group has finished its work and hopefully asked, and then it's a question, are we still before or after the board having made its decision, or are we waiting for the board to make its decision? So, Rob, I guess we start with you.
Thank you, Avery. And unlike the domain tasting update, I'll carefully parse and keep each of the bullet items that you identified separate so that we can have discussion of each. With respect to the GNSO Structure Consensus Working Group, I'm happy to report as the moderator of that group that the group has been very active and engaged in their discussions. Literally within hours after the board meeting in Paris, there were email traffic and communications initiated. And up until this day, we've had four meetings of the group, extending anywhere from 1 hour up to 2 hours. Various representatives, I think, have really made a concerted effort to work hard to try to develop a consensus solution while at the same time valiantly representing the interests of their various groups and organizations. So anybody who has not been participating in these calls should take great comfort in that balanced approach that the group is taking to, you know, stick to their principles, but also think creatively about prospective solutions. We have another call today, which will be rather pivotal in terms of really hoping to begin to come to some closure, so that if the group believes that a consensus is still possible, that we'll have time to put pen to paper and really have a proposal at the end of next week that everybody can agree to. That's essentially the update in general on that group. I'd note that 5 members of this council that are on the call today are members of that group, and I invite any of them to share their impressions or comments if they'd like.
Okay, anyone wish to comment, either members of that group or anyone else on the council wishing to comment or ask a question? Okay, hearing nothing, we can go on to the next item. Thank you, Rob, on that report. And that's to review the comments on the top level plan that was put out for public review. Now, Rob, I've been asked him to do it formally. I know I reviewed them 2 days ago, haven't reviewed them since, and I think in calling it top level plan, we may have confused people. But anyhow, Rob.
Thank you. This will be a very brief report. To date, there have been no comments filed on the GNSO improvement top level plan. There were some, as you indicated, submissions into that forum that we'll have to relocate to other forums because they referred to the GTLD action that the board took in Paris, for which there is not a comment period yet. But I think, as you and Christina earlier observed, the deadline for comments on the top-level plan doesn't include until the end of the day today, so there is the possibility that additional input could come in.
Okay. Any questions or comments on that?
Now, this is Tim.
Yes, Tim.
I see it still isn't there, but the registrar's constituency did develop or did compose comments that we will be submitting.
Okay, thanks. Did you want to comment on those at all at this point, or just leave them for reading and commenting as part of the summary?
Well, basically the two probably biggest points that we make is, one, that we feel until the structure issue is resolved, that's currently going on, it's supposed to be resolved by the end of the month, we didn't feel that the framework should be approved. And second, that there was some concern raised by various members that there were no registrars involved in the planning team, I believe is what it was called. The point was made that was not because there was a lack of invitation. It was just a lack on our part of appointing anybody, but that concern was raised. I think the biggest issue is that we didn't feel the framework should be approved until the structure has been decided, and then the framework should be reviewed in the light of that structure, whatever it is.
Okay, so I'm jumping to conclusion not having read. So your recommendation coming out of this would be that, and it seems eminently reasonable, that post the comment period, and that is after today, that and before our next meeting, hopefully, you know, this corresponds somehow to a decision on structure, but that there would be another meeting of the planning team to review those comments. A planning team meeting where there would be a registrar representative present, and to basically deal with any changes that need to be made to the plan before the plan came back up for a vote. Is that a correct conclusion to draw?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on that or any other part of this at this point? Okay. In which case, I guess the next thing is update on staff activities related to GNSO improvements.
And I'm happy to take that as well,
okay,
Madam Chairman. Thank you. It was very clear as things developed in Paris that the board was going to be moving to, and then ultimately said that they were in favor of the lion's share of the improvement recommendations that had been made. And in view of the discussions of this council, it was pretty clear that we were not going to be able to move forward as a larger group to begin to staff and put together the necessary work teams and standing committees to effectuate implementation of the recommended GNSO improvement. So from a staff perspective, we recognized that there would begin to become some additional board pressure and interest from the community in moving on a number of areas of the improvements that may not be contentious or controversial. As a result, from a staff perspective, what we've made an effort to do is build on some of the initial work of the implementation planning team, where there were a number of draft charters and other items that the group had put together and drafted. And the staff effort, quite frankly, has been twofold. One, to put together sort of the overall universe of tasks that are going to be on our plate. When I say our, I mean collectively staff and council as we move forward. And that work is underway. I'm working with our project office to essentially create the universe that the council will ultimately be able to see, as well as the rest of the GNSO community, in terms of what's in front of us, and try to create essentially a path or a map going forward that we can recommend to the various standing committees and work teams that are ultimately structured. Regardless of whether you guys approve the top-level plan this month or in a couple of months, we know that there are going to be work teams or committees that undertake this work, and our interest is in giving those groups a foundation or a set of straw man proposals that they can immediately start working on once the process gets underway. We're not making any judgments as to whether the straw men are completely 100% the way the community should go, but they will be based on our recommendations and sort of a flow chart of how we think things need to develop. On a shorter term, there are also areas of significant low-hanging fruit where we know there are just going to be fundamental actions that have to take place with respect to improving the website, changing bylaws to reflect, you know, term limits or new statements of interest. And those are areas that are, whether they're not likely to be contentious, but at the very least, there is a fairly logical flow as to how those will take place. And from a staff perspective, we're trying to not only identify, but actually make some progress on those. So again, once the council approves the top-level plan, we'll be able to move relatively quickly to get those resolved as well. So, I mean, in short, it's a lot of the initial spade work, preliminary groundwork that's going to be necessary for you guys to be able to operate very efficiently and, we hope, much more effectively with a plan in place and things to react to once we can begin to move forward.
Okay,
I'm happy to take any questions or observations.
I take two. Any questions or comments or observations? Okay. Thank you. Not hearing any. Okay, so then the next step was next step and decision. Now, there's basically been two recommendations that we're not yet at a point when we can decide on the top-level plan, and I think certainly because the comment period hasn't even ended yet, it would be premature at this point. I did carry the motion forward just in case, and I'll continue carrying it forward. What I'd like to recommend as a path and open up to discussion after I've recommended it is the following, that the planning team is to take comments and final results and review and revise the plan. And a registrar constituency member will be assigned to the planning committee for this effort. Then the revised plan is to be submitted 2 weeks after the final board decision, since we've pretty much decided that, you know, until we have a final board decision on structure, I think there's a strong sentiment in the council. I don't think it's a unanimous sentiment, but there's a strong sentiment in the council that until we know what the structure is to be, we are not ready to embark on any of it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that that's the way everyone views it, but definitely seems to be a strong view. Then the plan to be voted on by the council at its next meeting, which is at least 2 weeks after the revised report is released. Normally, I would put things at 1 week after, so there has been something this important. I think we need to give at least 2 weeks for the constituencies to read it and to comment. Longer might be good, but then we really start to drag beyond Cairo, I'm afraid. So that's sort of the plan that I'm suggesting. I'd like to invite comment on that or any other part of this discussion. Anyone wish to comment?
Philip?
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Philip.
Okay, I think every, I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm very reluctant to, you know, to agree to ideas of delay, particularly for things that we've been wanting to do for some considerable time. But I think, forced to reach a conclusion, as you have, that in this case there has to be a certain way of doing things. Otherwise, we risk actually wasting our time and even more importantly, perhaps wasting staff time in implementing something that has to be then undone. So I think probably your suggestion is right. I think it has to be that order of play.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to comment at this point? Okay. Are there any objections to following the plan I laid out? Okay, hearing no objections, we'll lay that. Obviously, it's something with a target date that has a question mark because we don't know when the board will make its decision. My recommendation to the planning team, of which I'm a member, is that we certainly start working on anything that, you know, does not have to do with the structure, but which has to do with any of the comments that we've seen so far beforehand so that we can end in parallel, perhaps waiting until after the consensus group has made its recommendations, but that we not wait to do everything until the board is done. That's why I sort of said revised plan to be submitted 2 weeks after the board. So what I'm strongly suggesting is that, especially if the registrars have any issues that, you know, are in this note that I haven't read yet, that need to be fed into the report that are separate from the structure, we start discussing them sooner rather than later.
Aubrey, I understand the point with regard to possible registrar input, but it's not at all clear to me what in the plan is really dependent on structure. So what items in the plan are you thinking of that we could work on until the structure is decided?
Well, basically anything that is an issue for anyone that comes out in the comments or that comes out from any of the constituencies having thought through the plan. There may be nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not positing that I know that there are issues. As I say, I have obviously not read the registrar's submission. I don't know whether there are other issues. I don't know whether, you know, when the registrar constituency representative joins, you know, he or she comes from the constituency saying, you know, there were these little points here, there, and the other place that I'd like to discuss that were not specifically structure related.
So in other words, if anyone does identify some points, we would work on those.
Right. Now's the time that we don't have to wait.
Okay.
Now, obviously,
okay,
there may be repercussions in whatever decision the board makes, whether the consensus group has come up with a recommendation and accepted or not accepted, or when the board gives us their or else decision, it has other ramifications that we then may have to reconsider some things, but obviously I know nothing, you know, about that yet, as none of us do. You know, some of the proposals that get tabled could change some of the things radically. so it's impossible to know. But that's all I was saying, that we not wait to do everything. If there are issues that can be tackled first by the planning team, we do so. So, any other discussion on this? Okay, in which case, I will write that plan down as being accepted with no objections. Okay, item 9, other business. And it was an introductory discussion on geographic regions in ICANN. Denise sent Chuck and I a message on this issue, which I forwarded to the council, and I don't know whether it's Denise or Rob or who's speaking to it, but I invite whichever one to stop.
Thanks. Rob's actually stopping this issue. He can
okay, thank you.
Give you an introduction. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, Rob, you're on again.
He can't.
Thank you, Aubrey. Thank you, Denise. The note was pretty self-explanatory, but I'm sure that not everyone has had an opportunity to read it. The fundamental issue at this point is that late in 2007, the CCNSO approached the board with some concerns about the existing construct of the geographic regions within ICANN. And it involved a number, I guess, of representational issues, concerns that some CCTLDs had about what regions to which they were assigned. And ultimately, the CCNSO Council passed a resolution recommending that the board appoint a community-wide working group to look into the matter in more detail. Back at that time, the board resolution asked for various SOs and ACs to provide their input to the board. And as of, you know, the Paris time frame, nothing had been produced. From a staff perspective, we have the obligation of reporting back to the board and summarizing for them the interest of the community. And so Denise sent out a note to you all as the GNSO Council and to a number of other groups, including the GAC, ALAC, and others, to get input on this concept of forming a working group. What we'd like to be able to do is to report back to the board before the Cairo meeting to get a sense as to what the general ICANN community feels about the effort of putting together that working group to further discuss ICANN geographic regions. And so the opportunity is there for you guys to discuss it, talk it through, and see if you would like to provide comments, if any, to the board on that subject. This is very preliminary from my understanding in that, you know, if a working group is convened, then they will get together and really talk about the substantive concerns and community-wide issues that may be related to geographic regions. And so there will be plenty of opportunities down the road for substantive input. My sense is that this request is much more of a look for advice on the process and whether the working group would be a good idea.
Okay. I'd like to ask a question if I can, and then I'll open. First of all, I must apologize in terms of having missed the board's original call for us to comment. Otherwise, I certainly would have brought it to the council earlier. So, you know, I'm not sure when that call originally came out, but I do apologize for having missed it. One question I have is, this has all been phrased in terms of the CCTLD issue and CCTLD regions and what regions they're stuck in, but is it also conceived in this that it would affect some of the rules that we have in the board and in ALAC, I think are the two groups I know of immediately, where seats are apportioned based on regions, with certain rules like there can't be more than X from any region or there must be at least one from each region type of notions. So is this or is this just related to CCTLD regions?
My short answer is potentially yes, in that my understanding is that there is a standing review process for geographic regions that the board would like to stick to, and that process should be ongoing, and that includes a much broader context for this. I think that
it was just some CCNSO concerns that resulted in a resolution that sort of brought this to the fore, but that ultimately the working group discussions could take in the entire issue of ICANN's geographic regions. But I'll let Denise, you know, clarify or correct me if I'm off base on that.
That's correct. The CCNSO interest in particular was an impetus for this, but it certainly could have broad implications for all organizations.
So should we expect that this will be like the IDNC where the CCNSO dominates the working group?
No, that's not envisioned. I think the initial question the board has is the CCNSO suggested a mechanism for addressing the broad issues of geographic regions. Is this a mechanism that the GNSO supports, and or does the GNSO have other suggestions or views on whether ICANN geographic regions should be reexamined and or whether another mechanism should be used to involve the various stakeholder groups in this discussion?
And, Arva, you raised something I think that's important to clarify with regard to the working group's statement of work, and that is the whole idea of geographical region requirements. Is that part of the working group's effort, or is it strictly defining what the regions are? And the reason I bring that up is because all of us within the GNSO are often challenged at certain times in meeting geographic region requirements, and I'm supportive of them, but frankly, in the case of the registries, for example, and maybe this will change going forward, you know, we have no registries in two of the five regions, and so it's quite challenging sometimes to be creative and figure out how to meet those requirements, and that doesn't always lend itself to good constructive contributions in the overall process.
Yes, well, the working group, of course, hasn't been established, not even the parameters or charter for the working group. This is a really a wide open question, and if the GNSO would like to provide some input on whether working groups should be used, what the parameters or charter of the working group should be, that would be appropriate. None of these decisions or discussions have occurred yet.
And I support the concept of forming a working group, especially if it's well, the representation is well balanced. But I think it should include more than just defining the geographic regions, but take a look at the overall geographic regional requirements that are in the bylaws that affect all of us.
Sure, and that would be useful input if that's shared by the GNSO.
Thanks. I'd like to open up the queue to anyone else. I think I'm beginning to hear the reason for forming a small drafting team for the response to this, and I'm also starting to hear that this is something Chuck would be interested in participating in. But I'd like to open it up to other people to discuss that idea, to discuss the general notions of this, or just general viewpoints. Anyone like to comment? No one has a comment.
The way, the fact that I'm interested and supportive doesn't mean that I have time, and nor do I want to monopolize and participate in too many things. So I'm not...
You're not volunteering.
Not necessarily volunteering. I do think it's an important issue for us to focus on because it does impact us. But if there are other people that are willing to spend some time on this, I would be more than happy to defer to them.
Okay. A question to the group. Does this seem something that's worth getting a few people together to draft a response and bring it to the council for further discussion? Although at this point it's difficult to, other than what Chuck has said, to have an idea of what the various viewpoints in the council are on whether it's a good idea to have a working group and what the charter of this working group should be, both from what its terms of reference and scope are and what its composition is. So any comments on either the content of the response or the putting together of a drafting team? And I guess I'd also be interested to know how many people in this group actually care about geographical regions in ICANN.
Are you asking for a show of hands?
Huh?
Are you asking
for a show
of hands?
No, I'm not really asking for a show of hands. I'm asking for a, yeah, I think it's worth doing comment, or I'm interested in working with the drafting team comment, or this is a really bad idea and we shouldn't get involved at all comment.
Well, Avery, this is Tom.
Yeah.
I personally have a feeling that, well, I don't want to participate. I don't have time at the time right now. But I have a feeling that has proven in the past that the regional diversity is a very important point to ICANN, and that it kind of assures that people from other nations come into that space and are actively in participating. So we always found it very good in the registrar constituency to have people from different kinds, different areas of the world, and that was certainly a very valuable input.
Okay. So does that mean that you think that while you, you know, don't have personal time to participate, that there would be people in the registrar constituency that would be interested in participating and perhaps helping us draft a GNSO position on this issue?
I could imagine so, yes.
Okay. Does anyone else have similar comments?
Well, Avery Philip here, just a couple of observations, really. I mean, one of which is we need to bear in mind, of course, that within the current bylaws, the current structure is directly influencing the nature of representation on council, and I suspect that's likely to continue. Therefore, any change will impact likely representations on council of whatever shape that is likely to be in the future. So I think that's one thing we should bear in mind in terms of does it affect us, can we ignore it? So my advice would be no. Secondly, I think we also need to bear in mind that this issue, if it recommends change, is bound to upset all sorts of people. If at the end of the day we recommend no change, it's bound to upset all sorts of people. So it is highly politically charged, and we need to choose wisely if we wish to put our toe into that particular pond.
Okay, thank you. Do you think if there was a drafting team on our response to this first issue, that there would be either yourself or someone from the business constituency that would want to participate in helping us draft up?
On the substance, yes. On structure, no.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else wish to comment?
Yes, Avery, this is Olga.
Hi, Olga.
Hi, I think the region issues, it's important. I would volunteer if there is a drafting team or for writing something. And
okay.
If there is then a broader working team, working group, perhaps I would like to participate.
Okay, thanks. I think we're a ways from the working group, but you being the first volunteer for a drafting team, is there any objection to forming a drafting team and asking Olga to sort of take point and lead that and hopefully find representatives from the other constituencies to participate? Is there any objection to doing that?
I don't have any objection, but I think, am I correct that all we're really talking about right now is a response,
it's a response.
To whether a working group should be formed, and we could probably include in that some statements in terms of what we think the working group should focus on.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think at the moment we're talking about a 1 to 2 pager response to the question that's been asked, and basically, you know, perhaps saying things like these are issues that, you know, we can either say that we think they should be considered, or we can ask, will they be considered? And I think perhaps suggesting something about how we think such a working group should be structured. The substance of the discussions will come after a working group is or isn't formed, right? Okay.
If there are other volunteers, I'll support Olga in that effort.
Great. Anyone else?
Gabri, this is Tim.
Tim?
Can I just ask this? Well, I don't know if anyone can really answer it. I'm just wondering, and maybe I just missed it, but what would be the... I take it, you know, the region mix isn't really like a GNSO policy issue. But what would be the process, or what's the intended process if they decide to try to change that? I mean, is there something in place for that? Or
I don't know. I guess my guess, and I'll make my guess while you know, and then Denise can certainly correct me, is that if there was a working group, that they would make a recommendation to the board that the board would have to consider with all the commentary that might come from, certainly there would be commentary from GAC and from external, and if it involved bylaws changes, then they would have to follow whatever process the board has to follow to make bylaw changes. Denise, did I sort of hand wave at it close to correctly?
It sounds right.
So is it a GNSO within scope for GNSO policy, or?
I don't know. And that's the question that I think this drafting team needs to answer, is it certainly isn't, that although Philip says it does have implications, it certainly is not GNSO policy per se in terms of contractual conditions on contracts. Is it GNSO participating in overall ICANN policy as, you know, one of the SOs among the other SOs and ACs in working in a common working group to make a recommendation? I guess that's kind of the thing that we need to answer, is do we believe we should participate, or do we think, nah, that's not really our bailiwick, and therefore, no, we don't want to participate. And I think that's one of the things we need to answer the question.
Yeah, it's Alan. I think we also need to look at what the implications are going to be. There are some regional constraints that GNSO has now, and what are the implications when there will be nominally 1,000 GTLDs with a lot more scattering than they are now? Is there anything we would like to see or feel they may need to be changed? And this is a time to do that review, I think. The answer may be no, but it's going to change the mix of the things we're addressing and where the people are who are going to be impacted by the things we're addressing.
Denise, can someone from the staff work with the beginning of the drafting team we've got in terms of coordinating this and putting it together? So I've got Olga and Chuck so far. Hopefully, you know, there'll be someone from the other constituencies as time goes on. I also kind of curious, maybe it's Rob, since Rob gave the introduction, on what kind of time limit there is on getting our response put together.
There isn't a hard and fast time limit. Staff will be providing the board with an update of any input received by that point.
By which point?
But I imagine that the discussion will likely continue beyond that, and I know that the GAC likely won't be providing or addressing this issue until later. And Rob is the staff person on this issue.
So staff, so Rob, I mean, so we can, you know, in the background, there's no particular hurry. We can think about that, we can understand it, but we've got the beginning of a team that'll think about it and come up with a suggested response that the council can then talk about. Any objection to following that? Any further comment on this? Okay, in which case, right, that there was no objection on forming a drafting team in response to the request, but there's an understanding that probably Cairo is soon enough for us to have a response. I guess, though, at this point, any report going back would be, yes, the GNSO was at least interested enough to look at it and start working on drafting a response, would be an answer to where we're at. I don't have any further issues on the agenda. I have an action item list. Unfortunately, I did not update the report in time to have a new one published, so I will get that sent out later. We have covered most of those items during the status report and others, so I don't know that there's much value in my going through that by voice now without you folks having it in front of you. If there's anyone that would like me to go through it by voice now, I can. Okay, I will get that posted today, and then we can comment on it on the list. To say I was waiting for some last comments on some edits I'd made, and I did not process them in time. Okay, I have nothing else on the agenda. Does anyone else have anything else before I close the meeting? No, in which case we've had a 90-minute meeting, 96-minute, which is really phenomenal for us. And I thank you all, and I'll talk to you all in 3 weeks, and hope to have many fruitful conversations on the mailing list.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.